Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ithatheleli thuba lokubonga uJonga Khandemiri ngokusinika uhlelo ngolimi lwesishona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 2 Nhlangula 2023 ngupraxitus Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Abeze ukuzobhalisa namhlanje ngelanga lokugcina lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho lwalonyaka bebekhala ngendwendwe ezinde ebezikhona.
Inhliziyo zethu lezi mazimendeke. Ma kusehlula, sicela ukuthi sihlale la lapha. Imbuzo esilayo asiphendule, mhlawumbe kungaba le solution ukuthi inhliziyo zethu ziduduze.
Lonyaka iZimbabwe yenelisa iminyaka engamashumi amane 40 kwaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi emandebeleni lenkabazwe lapho kwabulawa khona abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili 20,000. Ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi uhulumende akalamcabango ukwethula isinqumo sokuthi ilizwe lisebenzise idola leMelika ngokugcweleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Namhlanje bekulelanga lokugcina lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho oluhlelwe ukuqhutshwa mhla ka 23 Ncwabakazi lonyaka. Abanye abakade beze ukuzobhalisa namhlanje bebekhala ngokuthi bekuthatha isikhathi eside ukuba nabathole usizo lokuthi benelise ukwenza njalo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esebeke ilanga lokhetho okutsho ukuba ngomthetho wakuleli akusela muntu osezabhalisa ukuvota kukhetho lwalonyaka. Njengoba kulilanga lokugcina lokubhalisa ukuvota bekuphithizela kule ndwendwe ndawo zonke abatsha labadala bezama ukusebenzisa lelo thuba lokugcina ukuze benelise ukuvota ngoNcwabakazi mhla ka 23. Indawo ezifana lesisiu embare lasebudiriro bekuyinhlabathi abantu bezama ukuba amabizo abo enelise ukuba khona kugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota olwe voters roll yalonyaka. Omunye obefuna ukubhalisa ukuvota umnumzana Brisk Thulani Ncube uthi uthwale nzima ukuze enelise ukubhalisa ukuvota.
Ngisuke ofisini ngaya ezekhe ekuseni, it was around 9 AM, and sifika ngale sicevele sokulabantu akade bekhona ku-queue besibona from half 7 bebesebefikile ku-queue batate lokhu bengakarejistwa kula muntu obeqalisa ukurejista okade serejistile ngaleso sikhathi. Besibona abantu bezekhe bathe basathatha kuphela abama-transfers.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngomunye osakhulayo laye ohlala eHarare kodwa emzini oweHighfield uLove Modube.
Bekule nkinga zakho ikakhulu besifika laphana uthole ukuthi abantu abanye bayaziqhuxela, abanye bakhangela ama-WhatsApp khona beza kubuza ukhupha isithupha. Mina ukubona kwami ukwenza komsebenzi wawo khona bekungayenzi ukujahliwe.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni uthi namhlanje ube ekhuthaza abaningi ukuthi babhalise ukuvota ngoba isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye.
Namhla lilanga lokugcina eliyokuthi abafuna ukuvota ku-2023 barejiste. So sibone abantu ngokwanda kwabo sebedidizela ukuthi barejiste babone ukuthi amabizo abo labo akhepthiwe yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Kuqakathekile ukuthi umntana kaZulu laye aphathiseke endabeni le eyokuvota ukwenzela ukuthi abe nesinkulumo angasiyenza endabeni zokubuswa kwelizwe.
Umsekeli webandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Addington Mpofu uthi ibandla lakhe lizimisele kunqoba kukhethwe esithi namhlanje ube ongomunye oncedisa lo ofuna ukuba ngumeli wempophoma umnumzana Admire Maskati ukubhalisa ukuvota.
Hambani liregister ukuvotela His Excellency ubaba umongameli ucomrade iDimna ngakho. So we have done a lot and ngamalanga wona lawa amabili akade sisile, we have registered a lot of people abaningi kakhulu that I can safely say we are cruising towards Vicky and we are cruising smooth.
Istudio 7 yehlulekile ukukhuluma lezisebenzi zecommission ebona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC endaweni obekubhaliswa ukuba abantu benelise ukuvota ngoba bebengela lathuba lokuphefumula kulabantu abaningi abakade bezobhalisa. Lesikhulumeli seZEC umnumzana Robert Kiwa ube sithi kenelisi ukukhuluma ngoba esemhlanganweni ngesikhathi intatheli izindaba zifuna ukuzwa icele lezeki ngalolu daba. Umongameli Mnangagwa ngomvulo uveze kugwalondaba lukahulumende olwe Government Gazette ukuba ukhetho luza kwenziwa mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi. Ubike njalo ukuba idayelo lokubhalisa kwalabo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lolu ele-Nomination Court lizahlala emthethwandaba oya ecourt mhlaka 21 Hlangula lisamukela amaphepha alabo abafuna ukuba ngomongameli ukuthi lizahlala njalo emadale abomantshi ukuba lamukele amabizo alabo abafisa ukuba ngamalunga edayela ephalamende lamakhansili. Ngimele isitu 7 ngiseharare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
The Voice of America.
Lonyaka iZimbabwe yenelisa iminyaka engamashumi amane 40 kwaba lombhuqazi oyikukurawundi emandebeleni lenkabazwe lapho okwabulawa khona abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili 20,000 libutho lesizwe i-50 Brigade. Kusehlakalo esenzakala ilizwe lisanda kuthola uzibuse ngomnyaka 1983 abasila kulo umbhuqazwe abezombusazwe lenkokheli zomdabu bakhuluma kabanzi ngomphoqazwelo. Wanastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Imuli ezabona abazali bedutshulwa betshiswa kodwa bona basinda kumbhuqazwe weGugurahundi balandisa kabuhlungu ngokulahlekelwa kwabo bethi impilo yahle yatsheka bakhula kubuhlungu. Unkosazana Patricia Dlamini uthi unina wasila ekutshisweni ngoba wayesenelisa ukukhuluma ulimi lwamasotsha awe-5th Brigade.
Inhliziyo zethu lezi mazimendeke. Ma kusehlula sicela ukuthi sihlale laye lapha. Imbuzo esilayo asiphendule mhlawumbe kungaba le solution ukuthi inhliziyo zethu ziduduzeke. Simbuzo imbuzo esilayo ngaphakathi ukuthi kanti babulawelana abazali bethu uthi uyisakhamizi ukuthi uli distant ngayiphi indlela.
Ekhuluma esemhlanganweni oweWorld Economic Forum elenyanga ezimbili engene embusweni, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wathi yena uzimisele ukuhlangana labasinda kumbhuqazo weGugurahundi bakhulumisane.
As Minister for National Security, that is National Intelligence, that is correct.
Ngaleso sikhathi ngangimphathi ntambo obona ngezomvikela labachuphi ekhaya, asitho ukuthi okwenzakalayo kumele kulahlwe. Labo ababhekana lo mbhuqazwe weGugurahundi bengathi ngizekhulumisana labo ngizakuya.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu eIbhethu likaZulu uthi langxa isikhathi sesiside kwenzakala inkeme nkeme yalumbhuqazwe akula okuthe kwenziwa ukuthoba amanxeba.
Khulusizi ukubana ngemva kweminyaka engu-40 umbhuqazwe selokho wenziwayo uhulumeni weZimbabwe abantu abahlukunyezwayo lelizwe jikelele kabalinikwa ithuba lokubana bekhulume ngokwenzakalayo, kabalinikwa ithuba lokuthi kuthiwo ukuthi kungenziwa njani. Bonile ummeli wedalela ephalamende oli immunity exotshwa ephalamende kodwa ngelinye icele siyambona ophethe ilizwe esithi abantu abakhulume ngakho bekhululekile.
Unduna Khulumani Mathema waseGwanda ngomunye othi wathinteka ngalumbhuqazwe kodwa njengenkokheli zomdabu abaphiwanga amandla okuthi luphathwe njani lolu daba.
Ungakhumbula kuhle nxa njengomuntu owazi into zezinto zemedia kulezi nduna ezahanjiswa isizwe zisiyafundisa ukuthi umhlaba vele ukuphatha njani udaba le-genocide ku-Brown. Kodwa thina sibuya njengesizwe kasisasebenzisanga lokhana ukusetshenziswa ngumhlaba wonke jikelele. We reinvented the wheel, which I believe ngokunjalo utsho ukuthi into esiyenzayo hayi lizaba nje ukuyakhanya ukuthi kudlalwa ngenhlungu zabantu.
Inkokheli zomdabu, inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu, amabandla okholo lezombusazwe lozulu jikelele bathi bakhathazekile ngendlela uhulumende aphatha ngayo umbhuqazwe weGugurahundi. Okwamanje uhulumende sewapha inkokheli zomdabu amandla ukuba ziphathe umsebenzi wokukhumisana umlotha ngombhuqazwe lo, kodwa uzulu lenkokheli zomdabu azivumelani lakho. Engena embusweni eminyakeni emihlanu edlule, umongameli Emmerson wayethembise ukuba udaba lolu uzalulungisisa, kodwa sekuyiwa njalo kolunye ukhetho lokhu lungakalungisiswa. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleReserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi uhulumende akalawo umcabango wokwethula isinqumo sokuthi ilizwe lisebenzise idola leMelika ngokugcweleyo, ngoba lokhu kungadala inhlupho eziningi ezigoqela ubuyanga kanye lokuvimba intuthuko yomnotho welizwe. UNokuthaba Dlamini usipha lolu daba eseVictoria Falls.
Lokhu kuphume ngosuku lwesithathu lomhlangano wabakumsebenzi wokwemba oweZimbabwe Chamber of Mines Conference oqhutshelwa eVictoria Falls ngesikhathi uzulu weZimbabwe ekhala ngokuthi akasela themba lemali yama-RTGS engasamukelwa ngosomabhizimusi abaningi lengatsha eziningi zikahulumende. Usibalukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleReserve Bank of Zimbabwe, umnumzana John Mangutsha, uthi lokhu sekubangele ukuba amabhanga aswele imali eyaneleyo yokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe ngoba iningi selifihla imali ngaphansi komqamelo. UMangutsha uzame ukuchasisa ukuthi kungani umcabango wokusebenzisa idola leMelika lingalungelanga ilizwe, esithi iRBZ izasungula indlela zokuthenga igolide entsha ebizwa kuthiwa yi-gold-backed digital tokens ezasetshenziswa loba emavinkilini nguZulu.
We have no capacity to do so.
Siyaxeka njengelizwe ukuthi singasebenzisa imali yeMelika ngokugcweleyo, akuyenzi. Ngakho kufuze siqinisele ebunzimeni lobu singesali sisiya phambili. Lizabe lithenga lisebenzisa igolide lenu, kusitsho ukuba lizathumezelana imali lisebenzisa uhlangothi lwethu.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ngezombusaze umnumzana Farai Mushoriwa usole okukhulunywa ngabe-RBZ esithi akusoze kusebenze eZimbabwe ngesimo somnotho esikhona esilizweni sokuwa kwamandla edola lakuleli nxa liqathaniswa ledola leMelika.
Kuzaba lomthetho na ozasekela lokho? Ngoba angeke sibe nemali entsha engelasiphawulo sombuso.
Umbuzo lo ugcizelelwe ngumphathintambo wedale lephalamende umnumzana Godfrey Dube esithi ilizwe kalisebenzise imali mbolekwa lelize lizimele ngezomnotho.
Ngabe iZimbabwe iyabuyela isebenzise imali yaseMelika, isebenzise imali yamarandi pakana i-economy yethu ibe ngcono? Ku-obala ukuthi lokho kwenziwa ngugovernor yokuphikisana lozulu wonke lakanye lama-members awe-parliament amaningi ale feeling yokuthi ngabe siyabuyela sisebenzise le imali okwesikhathi esifitshane sisalungisa okwankha.
Ingcwethi kwezomnotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi uyasekela ukuthi uhulumende asebenzise imali yakuleli, kodwa okwe-e-gold akusebenzi ngoba uzulu omningi usemaphandleni.
Hhayi, kayisebenzi eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bahlala emakhaya. 60% e-population yethu ihlala emakhaya. I-connectivity hayi kayikho.
Umnumzana Joel Gabuza omele ibhinga edale lephalamende uthi isizathu imali yakulele uhulumende esithi kayihlale yindlela esetshenziswa ngezinye inkokheli ukweba.
Akula mntu oyifunayo la, uhulumende kazayifuni.
kodwa ayisoze iphume ngoba ngani i-reserve bank yayisebenzisa ukuthi betshontshe kuhle bengaprinta ama-RTGS bewafake ku-black market sebeyaququluza wonke ama-US ayabe khona ku-market betshintsha lama-RTGS ukwenzela ukuthi betshontshe imali yabantwana bezimbabwe.
Abe-RBZ bacina ngelokuthi lokhu kusemthethweni kuziqondiso zebhanga leli ku-section 49 laku-7.2. Igolide lemali leli e-RBZ ithi izabe ihlala kumakhadi ahambelana lawa amabhanga njalo isetshenziswa ngobulembu be-internet emavinkilini. Intengo yempahla ikhuphuke ngezinga eliphezulu kakhulu kusikela kumaviki adluleyo, lokhu kubangelwa yokuqonga kwentengo yokuthenga idola lemelika elilodwa kubosiphatheleni eseliqanise lafika kunkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola eZimbabwe 5,000. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngiseVictoria Falls ngingunokuthaba Dlamini.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwele South Africa zisungule inhlelo zokusebenzisana labo sowabo abasekhaya zokufundisana amakhono emisebenzi kungela mbadalo. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Lolu hlelo lusungulwe ngemva kokuba unkosazana Nobuhle Ajiti weNobuhle Village Foundation ebuze abalandeli bekhasi leFacebook yenhlanganiso yakhe ukuthi yini abangasizana ngayo kumakhono empilo. Unkosazana Yulin Mazulu Mnethwa oseJohannesburg unolwazi olujulileyo kakhulu ngokwenziwa kwesepa lamafutha okugcobisa iVaseline. Uthe ngokuzwa umkhosi wasukumela phezulu wabona sekufika amaxuku abantu abazodinga ikhono lakhe.
Okungenze ngacabanga ukuthi ngisize abantu ngale ndlela yokuthi nginanzelela ukuthi abaningi abakithi abasebenzi njalo abanye sebefisa ukubuyela back ekhaya, so ukufika kulo msebenzi wezandla ofundeleyo owaziyo kungcono yakule ndawo ongaqala khona ukwenza something empilweni. Njalo mina ngifundise ukwenza iwashing powder leVaseline. So far abantu sengibafundisile bangu-20, first group yayilabantu abayi-10, second group yabale-10.
Unkosikazi Lona Mpanza ngomunye wasebezintshanju ekwenzeni isepa leVaseline ngemva kokugavelwa ulwazi unkosazana Mnethwa.
AmaZulu umama lothando kakhulu usifundise esibekezelela sasakwazi ukuzwisisa ukuthi lezi zinto zenziwa kanjani. And esifundisa ngaphandle kokusitshaja lutho, esifundisa nje mahala. And le nto senzela yona singumphakathi singama-ladies ngicabanga ukuthi iyasivuselela kakhulu singomama. Izosenza sikwazi nathi ukuthi sizimele, sikwazi ukuthi sikwazi ukufaka isinkwa esitafuleni for abantwana.
Unkosazana Pamela Phiri ohlala eTroyville eJohannesburg yena ubize abafuna ukubhaka amakhekhe lokunye okunengi okubhakwayo.
So far bengisafundise umuntu oyedwa kugrupu kanobuhle. Kodwa ke ukushare ama-skills yinto engijwayele ukuyenza. Nokushare kwamanye amagrupu abomama angiqali kuveji. But ngendlela engithole ngayo i-response kugrupu yeNobuhle Foundation, hayi kubukeka mpela abantu balujabulele usizo. Bonile futhi baningi abanye asebe-offer nama-skills wezandla ukuncedisa.
Unkosazana Zindlela Ndlovu ngomunye wabazwe lolu bizo ekubulawayo laye wasabela. Yena ke ufundise omama ukuthunga ingwane zomceco okuyinto esihuge abanenge. Okwakhathesi unkosazana Charlene Awakhiwe Ndlovu kobulawayo usebize abafuna ukuzofundela ukubhaka. Ukhona oseUvel eGoli osebize abafuna ukulungisa amasofa. Kanti omunye oselokishini leBeria ubize abafuna ukufundela ukukhanyisa ngamasola ezindlini zabo. Iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa balahlekelwe imisebenzi, kanti ke abanye balungiselela ukubuyela ekhaya ngemva kokwesulwa ngamaphemithi abebewasebenzisa. AbaseZimbabwe nabo babhekane lohlupho lokusweleka kwemisebenzi. Lolu hlelo lokwabelana amakhono okusebenza kukhangelelwe ukuthi luzasiza imuli eziningi ukuxotsha umangoye eziko. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba, lezifiso zekusasa enhle, kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America, silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America, silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
AbeZimbabwe abahlala emazweni afana leBotswana leSouth Africa bathi kungaba nzima ukuthi babuyele ekhaya ukuyavota, ikakhulu kukhangelwe ukuthi amanye amabizo awakho kugwalo loluhlu lwabazavota lonyaka ole voters roll. Intethele izindaba yeStudio 7 nomqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHaberon kwele Botswana.
Ilanga lokhetho elisandwa kubekwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa alisaphathanga kuhle abaphandle kwelizwe abafisa ukuyakhaya ukuyavota, ngoba baseBotswana kanye leSouth Africa sebekhathazekile ngembiko abayizwayo yokuthi uluhlu lwagwalo lokuvota lwe-voters roll alumanga kuhle. Abanye bewaswela amabizo abo lapho ababhalise ukuthi bazavotela khona. Umhla ka-23 Ncwabakazi lusuku osolubekiwe ukuthi leZimbabwe lizaqhuba ngalo ukhetho lokudinga inkokheli entsha. Ilanga leli luwela phakathi kwe-view ngolwesithathu osekuchiye abanye abangaphandle kwelizwe besithi alibamelanga kuhle ukuthi bayefika ekhaya bevote. Umnumzana Ncwaba uThoma Biena, umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Community kwele South Africa, uthi iningi elingaphandle kwelizwe likhathazwa ukuthi alisoze liphumelele ukuyahlola amabizo abo kuluhlu lwe-voters roll ngenxa yesikhathi.
Abanye bakhathazekile ukuthi amabizo abo engabe engekho ku-voters roll, njengoba sibona ukuthi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithe umphakathi uze uzohlola i-voters roll. Siyananzelela ukuthi abanye abantu bakhitshwe lapho kumele bavotele khona, bafauthi bavotele kwezinye indawo.
Abanye abafana lo mnumzana Mthabisi Dube oseJohannesburg kwele South Africa bathi indleko zokuyavota ekhaya lokuthi ilanga elibekelwe liphakathi kweviki kuzakwenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi bafinyelele ekhaya.
Siyafisa sibili ukuyavota, kodwa ungakhangela imali efunakalayo ukuthi uhambe uphenduke kwesinye isikhathi, kawuhambi wedwa lababili kumbe labathathu emulini. Njalo ilanga leli lokuvota liphakathi kweviki, akuhambeki uma kunjalo.
Ukanti umnumzana Mkhululi Moyo seHabroni layo khala ngokuthi ilanga laphakathi kweviki alimeli kuhle inengi.
Ubeka kwakusuku phakathi kweviki sokuzayenza ukuthi abanye abantu, especially abantu abasebenzayo izisebenzi ikakhulu, ngoba phakathi kweviki abantu babe busy besebenza. Mhlawumbe ngakuthi ukubeke kwabange-weekend bekuzaba ngcono ba wonke umuntu. Abantu abaningi bakwanisa ukuthola ithuba lokuthi njani bephumula ama-weekend bekwanisa ukuyavota nje insukade eminyaka edlulileyo lokusenzakala njalo.
Kule nhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa emazweni ayitsheniwe ngezansi kwezikala zika-Afrika aphezu kwemizamo yokuthi aphathisa abeZimbabwe ekakhulu ngendleko ukuthi baphindele ekhaya bayevota. Inhlanganiso lezi lokhu ezibamba imihlangano emazweni ayitsheniwe afana leBotswana leSouth Africa ethapha imboni yabeZimbabwe kulawo mazwe ukuthi bengaphathiswa njani ukuthi babuyele ekhaya bayephatheka kukhetho. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba zeStudio 7 ngiseHabron kweleBotswana.
Ichi waza Friday my darling. Waza Friday umsebenzi ubokine.
Uhlelo waza Friday liviki sileqembu elicula umdumo wezokholo ele amaqhawe okuthula. Lona eselethule idlaladi elitsha elilesihloko esithi kulungile baba. Iqembu leli lidabuka eNkayi kodwa licula likwele South Africa. Lapha umkhokheli walo uXolani Chuma uxoxa lo ntungamile inkomo weStudio 7.
You are the King of Kings, mighty Jehovah. You are the Lord of Lords, our Father. We sing Ebenezer to you, Lord. Hey! Ebeneza, Ebeneza Baba, Ustikuli Wabalan, Ebeneza.
Angibingelele kubalaleli kundawo bonke dabuka phansi kwelenkayi empumelelo ikho lapha ensuka khona thina ezingeni lomculo qale umsculo eminyakeni aphelile ngo-December qale senza ama single track saya kwathi ngo-April sayenza khona i-album yethu enengoma eziyi-10 yona i-theme yayo ethi yona kulungile.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Umculo wethu utholakala ku-YouTube, uyawuthola Xolani and Maqhawe Okuthula Gospel. Uyasidinga, yikho lapho esitholakala khona. Kuthi-ke ma ungabe ufuna okuningi uyakuthola, uyangithinta kuleyo number engiyibizile, yibo lapho ongathola khona ukwazi ukuthi uthole okuningi mayelana ngeqembu. Angabethanda ukuxhumana nami, ngitholakala kunombolo ezithi zona 076 56 08 54. Ngicula ngilana ezweni lase-South Africa.
Ubachiyela wapha mazwi abalandeli?
Emazwi engishiyela yona ukuthi nginithembise ukubana ngizoqhubeka sinenzela umsebenzi omuhle emsebenzini esawuthunywa ngusomandla ukubana sishumayele izwi lakhe ngesimo somculo.
Thembali ukholisile umculo ozothileyo, umculo wengoma zomdumo wokholo ebesiwuphiwa ngeliqembu elizibiza ngokuthi amaqhawe okuthula. Lingakhohlwaki ukubana ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okwenzakalani. Okwenzakale namhlanje ngosuku lobugcina lokubhalisela uvota kukhetho olukhulu lwalonyaka lokudinga amakansela, amalunga edale lephalamende kanye nomongameli welizwe. Singeke hlukane isihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Abize ukuzobhalisa lamhlanje ngelanga lokugcina lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho lwalonyaka bebekhala ngendwendwe ezinde ebezikhona. Lonyaka iZimbabwe yenelisa iminyaka engamashumi amane 40 kwaba lombuqazo eGukurawundi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje olivalelisa yon Praxitus Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.